Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Stood for giving saline shots to kids instead of vaccines, instead of the vax. Meanwhile, as I just mentioned, Klaus Schwab, who distributed a bioweapon to billions of people, walks the streets of Davos free. Let's click on this. I'll explain more because I think this man is a hero and he was guided by his conscience. His name, Dr. Michael Moore Jr., and his neighbor and two others were arrested. Forget this, friends. They've been charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to convert, sell, convey, and dispose of government property. Let that sink in. Conversion, sale, conveyance, and disposal of government property, and aiding and abetting. Again, Albert Bourla walks free on the streets of Davos as he serves his New World Order masters. Before we continue, I want to get a reaction about this story from Todd and from Dr. Lee. Todd, what do you have to say? This man was just following his conscience.
Well, God love him for doing that. Geez, I'd love to help him in any way I can. Everybody should gather around that guy because he saved a lot of lives. I'm just sitting here thinking, as the government's charges are disposal of government property or theft thereof, it strikes me that they're right, that perhaps it was the vaccinated people themselves that were the property of the government, right? That they are now an owned species. And it'd be fun to get that into the court record. I'd love to litigate that issue. What property are you speaking of, prosecutor?
Yeah, they're obviously speaking of the bioweapon as property of the government, aren't they? Because the bioweapon was secured via Pfizer by the government for billions and billions and billions of dollars. And they don't care that it's a bioweapon. They don't care.
That's going to come in.
They don't care about the VAERS reporting database. They just care about the bioweapon being distributed and injected into the arms. As Bill Gates said, we just jab it into the veins, right into the veins of little kids.
Is there something to worry about with medicines? That is, might some of them have side effects? Do we need safety testing? I mean, and we're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
We just jab it into the veins, right into the veins of little kids.
Yeah, that's right. And that's going to haunt them, right? Once you're accused like that, you get to get discovery from the government. They have to show you everything they've got. And a lot of times that's going to be incriminating. Right? And exculpatory to this person. So I look at this as an opportunity if I was him.
Great point. Dr. Vliet, your thoughts. I mean, as a doctor, you follow your conscience every single day, unlike the white coat killers.
Absolutely. And in fact, that was our press conference, white coat killers in hospitals. I have two thoughts on this, Sean. Number one, I think the government just proved in those charges what they claimed was a false conspiracy theory story, that the DOD and the government owned the entire vaccination program and owned the shots, owned the patent, owned the and developed the program. So I think legally, Todd can confirm that, but I think they just admitted they owned it. So
they
I find that very interesting. They charged the doctor with a statement that actually convicts them of ownership of the property. Second point, they charged the doctor with fraud on the U.S. government, which is exactly what the U.S. government has been perpetrating on all of America and the world in the lies and deception about the bioweapon and who developed it and what it is for. It is not a vaccine. It is gene therapy, and it's a bioweapon, and it's toxic. And I've measured antibody levels to the spike protein and toxic effect of the lipid nanoparticles in my own patients for now a year and almost 2 years after they got their shots.
You know, it's so interesting. I just tweeted, let me call it up. I'm back on Twitter, thanks to Elon Musk, but more appropriately, thanks to Laura Logan, who tweeted directly to Elon Musk about reinstating my account. But I just did an interview. Let me show you guys this. So I tweeted this out, cancer rates exploding among the vaxxed. And I wrote, is it the cesium, the nanotech bioparasites, the graphene oxide, or maybe the polymer nanoparticle hydrogel? I don't know. But the bioweapon is effective in hurting people. And whether vaxxed or unvaxxed, it's time to cleanse your God-given body. That interview with our friend Diane Kayser and Dr. Todd Watts. And here's the news item I wanted to share next, guys. Meanwhile, as this doctor is being sued, essentially charged with crimes by the U.S. government for giving kids the saline solution and thereby saving their lives from the bioweapon, we have 26-year-old L.A. County Sheriff Deputy dying after suffering a medical emergency while driving. The hits keep coming, friends. People keep dying suddenly, like this man, chief operating officer of Twin Cities' largest law firm, dies suddenly. As we dig into that, we find out that Robert Hamilton of Frederickson and Byron died suddenly at the age of 65 of a ruptured aortic aneurysm. Dr. Vliet, what do you have to say about that? Lots of people seem to be dying suddenly of cardiac arrests. And I guess the CDC, they say nothing to see here. It's climate change.
Right. It's bioweapon COVID shot damage to the blood vessels, the lining of the blood vessels, the strength and quality of the blood vessels and the heart, inflammation from the lipid nanoparticles, inflammation from the spike protein, and abnormal blood clotting is accelerating the damage. Now, I think one of the reasons that someone that age and a CEO of a major company, major law firm, one would have expected that he would have had medical evaluations that would have picked up whether or not he had an aortic aneurysm. I think we're seeing more of the aneurysm both in the brain and in the thoracic cavity, chest, and the lower pelvis. I think we're seeing more aneurysms because of the damage to the blood vessel walls that are occurring with the spike protein damage and the lipid nanoparticle damage. So I think that has escalated. And I also want people to notice that in those photos, neither of those men were overweight. So the usual body characteristics of people with vascular disease, severe vascular disease that would cause a sudden death, didn't appear in their photos. And so that raises another red flag as I look at the story and the person they are representing in the photo. And the other thing I would say is that it's highly unusual in my entire career for someone 26 years old and who is obviously fit as a deputy sheriff. I mean, you can look at the photo and understand his work and know what the medical evaluations are for law enforcement. And even, you know, CEOs of major companies undergo annual executive physicals. So I think all of that goes to the point that we are seeing this rise in younger people and in people without pre-existing health risk as a result of the damage of the bioweapon COVID shot.
Yeah. Well, I think the jig is up. And Todd, feel free to comment on that if you'd like. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to this 4chan information. I think it's an important story, but it just goes to show that the jig is up. I mean, I think the jig is up. People are starting to understand that it is a bioweapon, and the gaslighting by the mainstream media is not going to work anymore for anybody who can think, Todd.
Well, exactly right. And as this evidence comes out, it becomes quantifiable. In the prior case with the Utah doctor, it's actually defense. In fact, it could be a complete defense to the crime that he was simply defending others, and he had the right to do that with the least intrusive means. And in his particular case, that was simply giving somebody saline instead of something else that would have been deadly. I think his case will bear that out, that he was actually saving lives because these shots are deadly and known to be such.
All right, we'll move on to the next story here. And, you know, obviously Stu Peters is a gifted orator, so we could let this run on for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, but we'll try to cap it at 30 to 60 seconds. But 4chan has uncovered the World Health Organization's vaccine script. So everything you hear from these agencies and from the mainstream horror media is scripted, as we know, as they wargamed in Event 201. Listen to this.
Yeah, he found and released the World Health Organization's Vaccine Crisis Communication Manual. So what this manual is a detailed guide. It instructs politicians and health authorities on exactly what to say when faced with opposition to the bioweapon deadly COVID clot shots. There's guidelines for almost every situation that you can imagine. Deaths after a shot, vaccine injuries in children or the elderly or pregnant women, a vaccine recall, the rollout of a new vaccine, or the rise of a, quote, misleading but powerful story which attracts negative social media attention.
Guys, I want your reaction on that. But do you know who needed that vaccine crisis communication manual desperately on the streets of Davos? This guy, the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. We'll play this in a second. Boy, was he amazingly silent when confronted by Rebel News. But I'll come back to my guests. Your thoughts on that? A vaccine war game guide, essentially.
Yeah, I've been enjoying reading it. It's really amazing, actually, when you go through it, even to governments that are given these hard questions. And effectively what it does is show them how not to answer them. It reminds me of Bill Gates that was caught with a book on how to fudge statistics, how to defraud people through statistics. It's the same thing. What I wanted to say is, you know, like everything else in this genocide, they took the time to write all of this down. This plan was so intricate. They had user manuals. They told everybody what it was they're going to do. We're going to kill 7 billion people, and here's how we're going to do it. And by the way, when you run into trouble, here you go. This is how you deal with it. I mean, if you needed a better description of a conspiracy, I would struggle to provide you one.
You know what, Todd? I think they took a play out of their own Big Pharma playbook. This is exactly how they teach and train their Big Pharma salespeople to sell to doctors. If you meet resistance, here's what you say. Talk to your doctor about whether or not Humira is right for you, but never read the fine print about may cause rare forms of cancer and even death. Dr. Vliet, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with what you just said. And I agree with what Todd said. I think we could properly title the manual, How to Lie to the Public and Cover Up Death. And actually, Todd, if you send me a link to that PDF you have, we will start disseminating it.
Beautiful.
And let people
love to
know. But, you know, Sean, Todd and I and you, for the entire time of the pandemic, have been talking about the fact that the public was being lied to with orchestrated, scripted propaganda, because we could tell that they were all saying the same thing, and they all started saying exactly the same talking points around the world at the same time in media that we know globally is controlled by about six companies. So this is not new that there was a script. It's not new that they had talking points. It's finally breaking through on more platforms. So, and people are seeing the sudden deaths all around them. I mean, every time I do a patient appointment, patients tell me about friends who died suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's supposed to be common.
I think the public is waking up.
As normal. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, well, the public is not buying it as normal. They are shocked, and they're waking up because they have the sense now, finally, that they have been grossly lied to, grossly deceived, and it's costing lives. Finally, there's so much damage that it cannot be swept under the rug. It can't be scripted and dismissed.
All right, well, let's turn to this. I think it's very gratifying to watch the CEO of Pfizer, a man guilty of crimes against humanity, in my view, grilled, questioned on the streets of Davos by Rebel News.
Mr. Bourla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry for that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you're a little bit right.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
All right. I absolutely love that. I'm coming back to my guests. Now, guys, just to put this in perspective, 5,000 troops were called in, Swiss troops, to protect these demon creatures at Davos. But guess what? They will never be protected from hard questions, honest questions from real journalists as they walk down the streets, even in Davos. This is what gives me hope. What do you guys make of that clip?
Actually, that was what I wanted to say, Sean, is how was that even possible? In years prior, that would have been impossible. Those 5,000 troops includes law enforcement. That's never before happened. The fact that they aren't there, they're missing. Where is the security? How did those guys get in? I think it's quite telling by itself.
Doc, you hadn't seen that clip yet. Did you like it? Did you?
I had not seen the clip, but I heard your comment at the beginning. And number one, I think it's quite odd that he didn't have security. I agree with Todd. It makes me wonder if those who designed it are hanging him out to dry. But the other point is the fact that those reporters were asking the questions that probably go through the mind of many people who've lost loved ones following the clot shot, the bioweapon, COVID shot, makes me realize that more and more people are starting to ask these hard questions. And those are exactly the questions that have to be asked in a court of law, and he needs to be answering under oath. And I am hopeful that at some point, either the QI-TAM case against Pfizer in Texas with Brooke Jackson, whistleblower, or Governor Ron DeSantis, grand jury in Florida, will actually get Albert Bourla before a court of law under oath, and he will be forced to answer that. As an observation professionally, I find it stunning that someone can have such a malevolent mindset and such devaluing of human life that they can run a company knowing what they're doing and knowing the deaths and damage. And I think those questions are absolutely critical, and I'm very glad the reporters asked them, and we have this clip.
Yeah, me too. And I just want to say a couple of things here. The founder of Rebel News, his name escapes me, but that was the older man asking the questions, and then the younger man was Avi Yemeni. And my hat's off to these guys, because regardless of what anyone thinks about Rebel News, you might love them, you might not love them, those guys are risking their lives to be on the streets of Davos and ask those tough questions. And I mean that quite literally. Big Pharma, I have firmly believed for a long time, has hit teams. They take people out. That's my view. That's my belief based on countless deaths of people that were whistleblowers, including Brandy Vaughn, the Merck whistleblower, who then was afraid for her life and said she would never commit suicide and was mysteriously found dead in her own locked home. So these guys are really, really doing the service of God and human beings asking these tough questions. And Todd, can you hold up that manual again? What was that called? Because it's funny that Albert Bourla didn't turn to the manual for the answers, but you know why he didn't? A, he probably doesn't know what these things, he doesn't know what's written in here. Number one, he's the CEO. But number two, that stuff only works on the sheeple people and the mockingbirds who are paid not to ask the tough questions. Any of the crap in that manual does not work on anybody with critical thinking skills.
Yeah, well, it becomes obvious. And what I wanted to say to you is we don't have to question whether or not Big Pharma kills people. What did they do? They just killed 2.2 billion people with the shots. Of course they kill people.
Very good point. All right, we're going to turn our attention to good news. In my view, how could it be viewed any other way? Permanent protections against the COVID-19 biomedical security state. This is the announcement from Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, on January 17th. We'll play just a clip.
But I'll tell you, being the free state of Florida did not happen by accident, because it required us over these last few years to stand against major institutions in our society the bureaucracy, the medical establishment, legacy media, and even the President of the United States, who together were working to impose a biomedical security state on society. They sought to marginalize people who declined COVID jabs by using things like vaccine passports. They sought to prevent people from being able to earn a living if they declined the jab through the Biden employer mandate.
Guys, we know what all the punishments were for those who refused to take the vax, but it turns out...
All righty. This is what I'm asking folks to do. To call your U.S. congressman and at 202-224-3121 and tell him, look, we want our state to pass the very same legislation that Governor DeSantis is passing in Florida. And the U.S. Senate is 202-225-3121. Again, the U.S. House is 202-224-3121. The U.S. Senate is 202. Folks, if you'll just do this, if you'll just call them and say, look, we want to be like what they're doing in Florida here. And Florida is becoming a free state. Biden just sold. He totally sold out this nation where it comes to our sovereignty. He sold our sovereignty out. We got to get it back. And that was that legislation that they pushed for the North America, where South America, North America, America and Canada are all one. And again, these people are just completely, the deep state, the entire Democratic Party is anti-Christ. It's anti-Christ to the core. It's communist to the core. Folks, they're one of the same. And again, call your congressman. Listen to him. Call him. Tell him, look, we want the same type of legislation. We want, our state to be like Florida. 202-224-3121. 202-225-3121 for the Senate. And it's not going to take a lot of phone calls. People are paying attention. People are moving to Florida. DeSantis is doing the right thing. He's a modern-day hero out there, folks. Now, Joe, with that, I wanted to go to here's an article by Ethan Huff and Alex Berenson. Now, getting vaccinated for COVID four or more times results in near complete collapse of the immune system. Bombshell study finds. Writer and former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson says he has in his possession evidence from a study showing that COVID booster vaccine pushed the immune system over the edge, causing an almost total collapse of immune function. Joe, was not that the intent to begin with? Is this not a part of the global depopulation? Now, okay, Joe, now I don't know how many radio stations, but I know of one specific radio program that before one single person had taken that poisonous poke was on the air telling people this vaccine that they're coming out with, it's lethal, it's not a vaccine at all, and all of the test animals, every single test animal they tested this on died. And that was us, before one person had taken the shot.
We also told people that the only reason that everybody in the world didn't die was because they also put out some of the vaccine at different strengths, and some people had a very low-level shot, enabled them to keep on living for a while. They didn't want everybody to die at one time. We know that many people will die years from now from the vax, but they'll die in the future. So these people are calculating and cold, and this was very intentional.
And so, absolutely, he was very intentional. And they're still doing it. Tomorrow they'll still be giving these shots, and people out there are not paying attention because they're listening to NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and they will tell these people whatever George Soros and the deep state tell them. And, you know, it was interesting because I've seen a number of these talking heads, these so-called news anchors that took the shots and died. They died right there at their desk. So,
here's a breaking story that just popped up. It's from the Independent Sentinel. Sudden tragic death of a vaxxed baby from cardiac conditions. Sudden death of a six-month-old baby from circulatory and cardiac conditions raised alarm. The baby died 10 days after receiving vaccines, and one of them was the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The baby received the shot the 16th of September, 2022, died on the 26th day of September. They also were dumb enough that they added three other shots with it, which was so stupid. You don't do something like that to a six-month-old baby. So we've got a medical profession that they gave Pediatrix, flu lava, seasonal flu virus, the Prevnar 13, and Rotatec rotavirus from Merck. That's also an mRNA shot. So just days, 10 days after the coronavirus vax, the poison poke, six-month-old baby dead. And they know, so six-month-old babies don't die of cardiac conditions.
Well, many countries now have outlawed the vax in India,
yeah. And
Pakistan and Africa, but here they're still doing it. They're still killing people off.
Still killing babies. Well, look at, we're the biggest nation. We abort more children than any country in the world, so what's a few more dead babies?
Yeah. Well, not just dead babies, but dead elderly, too.
Yeah.
It looks like the heat's going on Cuomo, and it may be that you may see, because they're saying that not just Cuomo, but the so-called governor there of Michigan, Whitmer, and also the one in Pennsylvania, these guys may all three go after them for killing off the old folks in the nursing homes.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? And if it is, it'll be in large part to that Fox weather, Janice Dean, that kept pushing. And I think if it goes any farther than this, she gets a lot of credit for it.
Yeah, she did keep pushing. And even though they threatened her and threatened her and threatened her, praise the good Lord, she had the guts to keep.
And she's a good Christian woman. From everything I've heard, she is Bible-believing, church-going, and they say she's probably one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So, and I know where she gets her courage from, her faith.
Yep, absolutely. So there you go, folks.
And if we got time real quick, one more thing. When you said call about Florida, here's a big story. Ron DeSantis has got a blueprint. He is going to try and get some laws passed in Florida that teachers in the union don't have to have their dues taken for political purposes. They get to decide for themselves, one, whether or not they want to join the union, two, what happens to their money, because these unions have been taking their dues, and that goes to political things rather than things for the union. And it's called Freedom Blueprint. That would disrupt the K-12 relationship with the union, restore to the teachers to decide whether they want to join or remain with these unaccountable, ideological-driven groups. And he's going to try and raise teachers' pay without the union and keep the union bosses from siphoning these funds out of the teachers' pockets. So you can also add to that, this could be how you free education in America. You bust the union where the teachers don't have to belong and they don't have to have their dues taken and, used for political purposes for things like white privilege and, all this other sick stuff that they're pushing in the schools.
Well, there's a major push movement now, too, to defund the Department of Education.
That would be a wonderful thing.
Yep. Remember, Reagan wanted to do that. Reagan wanted to do that, mm-hmm. but the fellow at that time was in charge, talked him out of it, but I wish he had done it. We've been warning people since the early 70s about the corruption and that. So hang tight. We'll be back after this. We're going to a quick break.
The doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. Thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything, but now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? Daddy, did I have to die?
No, you didn't have to die. You didn't see if people would have stood up. If the pastors would have done their job and people would have done what the Bible says, what it says in James 4:17, for those that know to do good and do it not, what it says in James 1:22, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only. If the people even out there knew to do this, if they would be obedient to the word of God, that wouldn't have happened, but they weren't. But anyhow, I want to do this and a couple more articles, and we'll take some calls. Netanyahu admits Israel government partnered with Pfizer to complete genetic database of population. Remember we were saying that? Remember, Joe? And now And now the government of Israel is admitting what we were telling you, that these shots, remember, they were making it mandatory for their young servicemen?
Right, for the soldiers, and messing up the Israeli military.
And what happened, so many of those young men, for some reason, that myocarditis affects men more than women, okay? But with the women, they were ended up getting blood clots bleeding.
Infertility.
Yeah,
bleeding and infertility, which is not good for the Jewish people.
Yeah, well, we had that one woman, Doc Jewish, and she was a Jewish. In fact, she was actually a liberal. She was a gynecologist, and she said a number of her women patients were bleeding to death. And she, even though she was a liberal, she was totally against this, okay? Totally against the shot. And so there you go. Let's go to Once Upon a Time, being, again, reinstated last month, and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dropped a bombshell about how he pressured Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla to turn the Holy Land into a lab of Pfizer to unleash the COVID vaccines. In a recent interview with philosopher Dr. Jordan Peterson, Netanyahu made numerous shocking admissions without any shame in how the Israeli people were used as human guinea pigs in the Pfizer experiment, all thanks to Netanyahu's goading. It described that in my book, My Conversations with Albert Bourla, Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel then the necessary vaccine to get us out first from the COVID, Netanyahu revealed. And the reason I could do that is because we had a database, 98% medical database. 98% of our population has digitized medical records, and a little card related the Israel government knew from the beginning that the COVID injections were injuring and killing people and pushed the shots anyway. There you go, Joe.
That's kind of, you think about it, that's insanity, knowing it's going to hurt your own country, your own soldiers, your own people, and you go ahead and do it. That is beyond sick. That is, those people are terrorists. They're the enemy. I can't even think of the right word. I mean, when you purposely kill your own, it's kind of like a, what, genocide almost?
Yeah. All right. Well,
genocide.
Yeah, it is genocide. That's exactly what it is. And hopefully, you still have those 500 world national court lawyers that are still trying to bring a lot of these people to the Nuremberg. They want to have reopen the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah.
And so. That would be.
I'd hate to be the head of Pfizer Moderna if they do that, because I remember how the Nuremberg trials went.
Well, Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson were answering directly to the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense, Milley and Austin are the ones that were behind this, and this is why all of those courts refused to hear the cases, and also. Why they refused to hear the cases when the election fraud. People say, what in the world is going on? I mean, they did it legally the way you go to a court. The courts refused because the Department of Defense told them to stand down. And you see, the reason, Joe, is that Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson's by law has to register what is in their vaccines. But the Department of Defense is immune from that. They do not have to do that. And that's why, under them, they said just go ahead and they're being a part of the World Economic and the World Health Organization to depopulate the planet. And that's us right here. And if we ever get any justice, we've got a Republican Congress. If the people wake up, we need to bring these people to justice. We got to bring them to justice. So,
if there's something that may help wake America up, if this story gets out, there was a Democratic senator boasted about supporting drag queen events for minors, and it goes beyond. We've got tarot cards and candy, the host of the Planned Predators Queer Prom for Minors set. Yeah. Planned Predators is going totally woke, and this Democratic senator, state senator from Pennsylvania, Steve Santarciero, sponsored this queer prom event and all kinds of stuff for minors there in Pennsylvania. And it was sponsored through Planned Predators youth program called the Rainbow Room, located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Now, I want people to know that I found out there are rainbow rooms like this across the country, sponsored by Planned Predators. They're not just in the abortion business. They want to sexualize and go after your children in another way. If you can't kill them, they're going to destroy them. And this state senator said, I am so proud to support the Rainbow Room's annual, catch that, queer prom for all these youth. I will continue to do this. And these kids starting at 14, and they were given goodie bags of condoms, lube, dental dams, all kinds of other stuff, plus tarot cards and candy, of course, you know. And everyone's going to get a crystal shard, a star-shaped pendant, and a pride flag, and which everyone will take home. Now, remember, the taxpayers give about $600 million a year. Well, in 2021, Planned Predators took home $600 million of your tax money to kill babies and now to sexually, you know, pervert our children. And they offer comprehensive sex education at all their Rainbow Room locations. These are weekly meetings, safe spaces where the children are empowered, where you can get accurate information about sex and more.
Okay.
And then one more thing I got to do. The executive director of Planned Predator's sex education arm, Bill Tavener, claimed that children are born sexually. That is from birth on.
The only way we're going to get rid of Planned Parenthood is we've got to get rid of the Democratic Congress and Senate. And folks, you have to understand, these people have gone completely perverted, completely. I mean, completely. And there are some that are jumping now. They're jumping ship. They're realizing just how totally they've... Nasty Pelosi is not there now to crack the whip and keep them in line. And so some of them now aren't afraid to say, all right, we're going to jump ship. And so I think you're going to see a lot of that. And come the next election in 2024, I have a feeling that if Congress, and we've got to stop the rhinos, because some of the rhinos in Congress are already loose. They want to give more and billions of more dollars over to Ukraine, and we've got to stop the rhinos, and we've got to, if we can stop the rhinos and get rid of them and get real people in there, and then we can maybe possibly get rid of Planned Predators. Anyhow,
if the people get angry enough and realize their money is going to kill children, if they can't kill them, they're going to mess them up mentally, sexually, make them, you know, groom them. And one of these days, the American parents are going to wake up, and if they do, they're going to get very, very angry when their children are destroyed.
Well, they're starting to figure that out. We've been trying to tell them for years and years, and now we're seeing how they're taking over more and more of the boards of education are being taken over by parents. But we got to get rid of the Department of Education. It's totally communist operation. All right, we're going to take a couple fast calls. Let's go to Michigan. Who do we have?
Ryan,
you're in the air.
Hi, I normally listen to you on 1500 AM in Michigan, but today it's totally down. But anyway, the main reason I called is I thought this might be a possibility for you. There's this guy who has a show in Michigan, a talk show like yours, conservative, but it's all just Michigan news. It's not national. But he has, as a sponsor, Mike Lindell, the pillow guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that would help you to have so much pressure to have, you know, come up with all this money every month. And
We would not be doing Mike Lindell any good, because what would happen is they would go after him worse than ever. This is why we don't have those sponsors, because the ones in the what we had in the past, MoveOn.org and the others, who try to go after the, all of our sponsors, they go down and they would just go after Mike worse. Although he's at least got guts and he stands and.
I wouldn't worry about him. Like, you know, I know, understand why you wouldn't want to sponsor this liberal, but.
Well, no, not just sponsor anybody we would go after. Believe me, good Christian businesses, they would go after, they would picket, they would harass and everything.
They go after him anyway.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, but that might be an exception. Yeah, he could possibly be an exception.
I could look into it a little more if you want.
Yeah, look into it. Ask him if he wants to be, if he wants to,
he does this show, the one in Michigan, things will work out okay. But,
all right.
You know.
We're back up on 1500, I hear, out there now.
Oh, that's good. Okay, great.
Well, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you listen to 1500 all the time?
No, I just listen to that show.
Okay.
But, you know, last week it was like all static. The static was so bad, I had static, I couldn't hear you. But now tonight, it's totally nothing. I guess you said it just came back on, but it's been off since 10 o'clock.
Well, if you listen to it, you'll find out that you only have the problems. It only starts when we're on the air. Listen to it before.
When this lady comes, I can't think of her name. I bet it'll be fine by then.
Yeah, it'll be fine by then. It only happens to us.
Yeah.
And so, all righty. Well, thanks. How much time do I have? How much time do we have?
A couple minutes.
Okay, what do you mean, two?
I think seven.
Okay, let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Sanders, Pastor Joe, you guys are knocking it out the park tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You always do. You guys are great. By the way, Mike Lindell, you should just give him a call personally, and he would love to talk to you. And business-wise or just friendship-wise or donation-wise, you got a friend there. I can guarantee you that, because he's on Bannon all the time, and he's probably going to run a close for the RNC. There he's going to try. But hey, real quick, citizensfreepress.com. Mr. Rogers is talking to Johnny Carson over 40 years ago. It's a minute and 20-second clip on YouTube, and he's telling everything. A girl is a girl, a boy is a boy, and if anybody watches it, he says it flat out right to Johnny Carson at the very end. Johnny says, well, it's happening out here. That's California. But you think you're watching yesterday. Citizen Press, Mr. Rogers talks to Johnny Carson, a minute and 20 seconds on YouTube. It will take you back and bring you. It's like it just was yesterday. And believe me, everything you're talking about, he says it in a minute and 20 seconds. Johnny Carson nails it at the end. So. But give Mike Lindell a call. That's all I'll say. He's a good friend of Steve Bannon in the War Room. And Naomi Wolf's got a new book coming out. And Cash Patel. They got a lot going on. So I would give Mike Lindell just a call and say hi. And you know what to do. Great call from Michigan. So God bless you guys.
Thanks. All right. Thanks. Okay. All right, Joe. We got 4 minutes to tell the folks about how, let's just tell it just exactly the way it is. You know what it tells you over in Daniel chapter 12? He tells you, and he gives you a glimpse into the end times, and he tells you in the end times things are going to speed up. They're going to be very quickly, things are going to move. Exactly the way they are today. Things are happening so quickly today. And we see 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it tells you in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it doesn't say in later days or end times. It says in the last days. And then it gives you a litany of the characteristics of the people that are going to be in that last days, how the way society will turn. And we see that exactly now. Now, it wasn't this way 40 years ago, wasn't this way 50 years ago, but it's exactly this way now. And so the Lord is telling you that the time is coming. Now, we have this word, this Bible, this that we've had there for, it's been around for centuries, the Word of God. They started taking records. It actually started really like 6,000 years ago when they first started keeping records and here with the Word of God, and it's been perfectly accurate. I mean, perfectly. And here it tells you very, very simply, we have the history, even though they've done everything they can to try to destroy the Bible, the Word of God. Yet the Lord Jesus said heaven and earth would pass, but his words would never pass away.
Pass away.
And he told you this, too. It's in Revelation chapter 3. He tells you that about his word, and that he would give you the key of David, means that we would have the opportunity, even though they would do everything they could to stop us, and they've done it. I've been arrested and jailed for preaching the gospel, but I've kept preaching. In fact, when they put me in jail, I preached in jail. And so here what we're going to do tonight, we're going to do exactly what God's Word, the Bible says. We're going to tell people this, that the Lord Jesus made it clear. He said, pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sins. Repentance is absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary for the forgiveness of sins. You pray to the Father, and then God will honor that, okay? When you ask the Lord Jesus to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, he will honor that. The Lord will honor that. Now, here, when that happens, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. If you mean it, if you're sincere and you mean it, you will be. God will always honor that. And then when that happens, you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And then you will be on the road to immortality. When I say immortality, folks, God says that. God tells you that you will become immortal in those days. Now, God always delivers on his promises, always. Well, we're coming up to that time, Joe, that we're at every night. And we have about, I think, 20 seconds left in tonight's program. So, do you have any parting words? 10 seconds.
God says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And that
means
those of us that are born again.
Absolutely. And God always does what he says he'll do. Always.
Always.
Well, we're there. So, as we say at this time, every night at this time, God bless. Good night, and always, let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.